There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can tell us if you think this Falcons game against the Saints this weekend is a trap game since they have fired their head coach, Dennis Allen.
You said Dennis Allen?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was their head coach.
Yeah, I know. I thought I misheard what you said. Oh. So, yeah, sorry.
Right. Yeah, I'm upset they fired him. I would like to see him coach at least one more game of mediocrity. is it mediocre if you're...
I would say one of the worst. 7 in a row is not mediocre.
I'm just talking about his overall winning percentage of what was his record in New Orleans alone? You had those numbers.
Yeah, I had the winning percentage. I have to look back up the actual record, but I can real quick if you'd like me to. But it's not good. Not good.
Oh, I know. That's why I want him to stay there. Can they rehire him?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to the lines then while Mike looks that up. We have Chase in Jefferson. Good morning, Chase.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so in short, you know, good teams, you don't buy into the whole trap game. Oh, he's going to have the interim coach bump. So if the Falcons are good, which I certainly think they are, I don't think this is a trap game. I think this is a slap game. I hate New Orleans. I hope we beat them every game for the rest of their existence. Also, guys, I'm a grown man, and I'm okay with putting my hand up. I called in several weeks ago. Very hurt, very distraught, because I thought the Falcons were going to be bad again. There's a lot of slander, A.J. Terrell, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins. I was very critical. I'm just happy to say I'm putting my hand up. I was wrong. The Atlanta Falcons are good. We need to make a splash at the trade deadline. Need to beef up that defense, but, man, this is a good team. We got the right coach. Just got to keep getting better every week.
Yeah.
Just on behalf of all women out there, it's nice that – you know, you have a man out there that's willing to look in the mirror, see his flaws.
Whoa.
So,
I will not allow that.
You know.
All right.
So it's great.
I will not allow that.
Appreciate
you can only imagine if I was talking down about women on here, Tiff, you'd come across this table.
There's
okay?
nothing to talk down about.
Okay.
We're perfect.
Okay. No, but I think that's a good call, right? Because I think when you look at what this Falcons team is, they've obviously kind of grown into their own shoes. And I think that. Look, we're going to go back and forth, I think, and talk about that Pittsburgh game at the end of the season and through the offseason because it has a lot to do, in my opinion, of do you play in the preseason? Do you hit the ground running? And obviously, they didn't hit the ground running. But this team has just gently morphed into kind of what we always thought they'd be, a precision passer and a solid run game. And I love the way all these elements have kind of molded together. I mean, Raheem Morris – obviously with Zach Robinson, with Kirk Cousins, with, you know, what was left here with Bijan, this offensive line. I think it's been a beautiful thing, man. And this team is going to have hiccups. I don't know whether to label it a trap game, but I don't think it's a slap game this weekend. I think that this is going to be a very tough test to go on the road and beat the Saints. And so, you know, call it what you want to, but
it's a trap.
Yeah. Dylan wants to call it a trap, I guess.
Do you know Dennis Allen's dad played for the Falcons?
I did not know
that.
He
was actually born in Atlanta, Georgia. Now he grew up in Hurst,
Texas. Do you dislike him less now?
Nah. I mean, I don't dislike him at all. I just don't.
26-53 as a head coach.
Yeah. My dislike for him is not – I don't dislike him. I mean, he's not – like, he's never done anything like Sean Payton has. That's a person I dislike.
If he wouldn't have come out in the post-game presser last year and said, yeah, I don't blame Arthur Smith for being mad, I'd be mad too. then I would have like he would have been at the top of my list.
I also
like, I'd have been like, nah, man.
I know that Arthur probably got a little bit of a flack for coming out so aggressively, but I didn't blame him one bit for coming out aggressively
no, I didn't
that
either.
Game.
I actually
liked it because, you know, there's a lot to be said. You know, the whole well, stop them. You know, if you don't like it, stop them. That wasn't that situation.
No, that wasn't that. And not only that, but in the NFL, you never burn bridges. I think we all know that. You don't ever burn bridges.
Everyone
and
gets
so
recycled.
You, when Dennis Allen probably has a good idea that Arthur Smith's headed out the door at that point, and if he would have been the one that made that call, you want to talk about just spitting in somebody's face on the way out of their door, man. That's rough.
Back to the lines we go. We have Otis O'Dog. What's going on in College Park?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Mafia, in the building.
Let's go.
As always, Mike. What's up, Mike? Yeah, as
hey,
always.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Hey, man, you know, we always got to tell the nation that Mike Mafia, we ain't coming. We here, nation. We here.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
What's up, Squid? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm great.
He seems a little bit downtrodden over your phone call.
But I got to apologize for Tiff. A couple months ago, I said she was some eye candy. And I think it'll fit in. And I want to just come on and officially say, Tiff, I apologize for that. I know you're much more than just eye candy, so I apologize wholeheartedly for saying that to you.
Well, okay? I appreciate that. Even as a call, I appreciate that.
All right, well, moving on. I don't think this is a trap day because Kirk already said, we come to your trap, we're going to take your trap. We come to your trap, we're going to take your trap. We ain't worried about no trap days.
Yeah.
Look, you Saints fans, y'all going to get it this year. We got you. We gonna get you this year. It's over for you. That's all I got to say. We cover your trap, New Orleans, and we gonna take your trap.
Yeah,
okay?
Great call. Great, actually, one of the better calls we've had.
Mike Mafia.
Great call. Great call.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah. Did you sleep through that one?
Yeah, a little bit. I ignore when they say in there Mike's Mafia. You know, but it's
walk
okay.
Walk into your trap. Take over your trap.
I believe he just regurgitated what I said yesterday, though, when I said, you know, hey, you. That we're going to walk in their trap and take it over. That's what I said yesterday.
So you're going to take Kirk credit said. For that?
Of walk into your trap,
in
take over your trap.
No, I'm not taking over it. I'm okay. just saying if I'm you're just, Mike's Mafia, you got to come with some original stuff, you know?
No, I think everybody
you can't be
in this
stealing
town
from the
has
nation.
Said that today.
That's because most of this town is a part of the nation.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, not
except for
not
a
true.
Few stragglers.
Not true.
Back to the lines. Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
What up?
No wamps around here. Wimp, Squid wimp. Nation wimp. Kicking through the door.
That's nope. right,
What's
sir.
Going on?
Nope.
Good morning.
I was a
good morning, fearless leader.
Join the nation.
Exactly, Otis. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
All American.
Hey man, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, Mademoiselle Let Food.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm gonna get right to it. And yes, this is a trap game, and here is the reason why. The Saints, 0-7, get rid of their coach. Olave's out. And this is where my wake-up call goes to you, Coach Ra, as a former interim coach for our Atlanta Falcons. You know what is going on in the building when the team is like this. They're coming out for blood. It's our rivalry. You cannot let the Falcons sleepwalk through film session. Practice has got to be up tempo, and you have got to go put your foot on their neck and kick them while they are down. This is absolutely a trap game. And one of the things I loved about Saban and Belichick, their teams never played down to competition. Never, never, never. We need to win this game and keep chugging on to an NFC championship matchup with the Detroit Lions. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
That was a good
you just remember,
point.
This was a house that Squid Billy built.
Not that.
That's right.
But the point about Raheem Morris knowing what it's
well, I think
like,
that last
so.
Was a sound bite.
No, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Tiff, I think you're right. I think that was actually a good point. I hadn't even considered that, to be honest with you, about him being the interim last time around. And I think there's – look, and I was part of those Saban teams that you played to a standard and all that. That's not quite the same as it is in the NFL. And I know that Belichick did that, and he did a great job of it, but there's no Belichicks running around the NFL right now. So I just think it's interesting to see what version you get because you did not do that. You played a team that had lost three in a row just a few weeks ago, and you didn't show up for that one. And so I think one of the things I do value about Raheem is his consistency and his demeanor. And so hopefully he can get these guys to play up to that standard this weekend on the road.
We got a little bit of breaking news. I know we were discussing moves to happen ahead of the NFL trade deadline, which is at 4 p.m. today. And we went through a bold prediction list, which had the Browns' Za'Darius Smith coming to the Atlanta Falcons in a trade. But in reality, according to Ian Rappaport, he is headed to the Lions. So they are obviously trying to make up for the big loss that they had with Aiden Hutchinson going down a few weeks ago. So now it looks like, according to Ian Rappaport, that Za'Darius Smith, the edge rusher, is going to the Detroit Lions from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, very little draft capital involved in that one. It looks like a 2026 seventh going with Za'Darius Smith, and they're getting back a 2025 fifth and a 2026 sixth. So I want to take this moment to say he wasn't any good anyways. You know what I mean? We didn't need him anyways. I'm just kidding. He was, as far as your PFF grade, and I know that Raheem has mentioned that about Arnold Ebiketie, he's a tick above Arnold Ebiketie in that realm, but not like head and shoulders above, right? And so I think that probably weighs on your decision-making if you're Terry Fontenot in that role.
I hope not. I hope the Pro Football Focus grade doesn't weigh in.
I just mean the fact that you already have an Arnold Ebiketie. Why are you shipping? You know what I mean? Like, if you have a guy that's close, you're obviously going to play Judon in those situations. So if that's the case, then what are we doing, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with that. If I'm going to go trade for someone, they have to be a clear-cut upgrade over. And you can say, well, five sacks. Well, he's Arnold Ebiketie's not opposite of Myles Garrett either. So I don't disagree with you there. It needs to be a clear-cut upgrade.
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.